The Voice of America presents Jazz Club, USA. The Voice of America presents another in the series of programs designed to bring you jazz at its best. Here's your commentator and host, the well-known jazz critic and composer, Leonard Feather.
Greetings and modulations. As you know, Jazz Club USA moves its microphone to all kinds of places in search of good jazz. During the past few weeks, we've looked in on such festive occasions as those at the Metropolitan Opera House and Carnegie Hall, as well as at the Stuyvesant Casino and the Savoy Ballroom. Well, today we'd like to bring you a show that was recorded in a hall combining the formality of a big concert hall with the intimate atmosphere of a jam session. The occasion was a Dixieland concert held in a small concert hall at the Barbizon Plaza Hotel in New York City. I'll tell you all about the personnel of the band in just a moment, but meanwhile, while they're playing their first number, perhaps you can guess who the musicians are. See if you know.
Thank you.
Well, I wonder how many of those guys you recognize playing the Jazz Me Blues. The fellows who took part in this Barbizon Plaza session were Wild Bill Davison on cornet, Vic Dickinson, trombone, Edmund Hull on clarinet, Joe Sullivan on piano, and George Wetling on drums. All men who've been on the jazz scene for many, many years. In fact, one of the real collector's items in my collection is a record Wild Bill Davison made with Chub Steinberg's orchestra back in 1924. That's 27 years ago. And next, the band plays a number that goes back even farther than Wild Bill's first record, the 40-year-old W.C. Handy composition, The Memphis Blues.
Thank you.
know, it's a funny thing how people get confused about the use of such terms as Dixieland and New Orleans and Chicago to describe different jazz styles. Actually, there's a very thin dividing line, if any, between the three. Take this band, for instance. Geographically, a couple of the men happen to be best identified with Chicago, Wild Bill and Sullivan especially, while Edmund Hall is from New Orleans and the other two have been all over the place. But put them all together in an improvising band playing traditional jazz tunes, and I don't think it matters whether you name it after New Orleans, Chicago, or any other city. I guess maybe Dixieland is the aptest name for it. And now for a contrast, a great jazz soloist, Bobby Hackett, joins the group on When Your Lover Has Gone. Bobby Hackett is one of those few jazz men who appeal to musicians and fans of every school because of the beautiful melodic simplicity of his style and the purity of his tone. Bobby was born 36 years ago in Providence, Rhode Island, the son of a blacksmith, and he left school to start work in a local restaurant when he was not quite 15 years old. For several years, he played jobs on banjo and guitar and violin, and even in recent years, he's alternated between trumpet and guitar, but it was while he was playing cornet around Boston in 1938 that he was hailed as a second Bix Beiderbecke, and since those days, he's played with every kind of band from Eddie Condon's to Glenn Miller's and the commercial orchestras in the radio studios where he now spends most of his time. Here is Bobby again now with Sweet Georgia Brown. Thank you. musician like Bobby Hackett, who is so closely identified with some of the Dixieland tunes, to prefer those kind of compositions best, like Jazz Me Blues and Muskrat Ramble and so forth, but actually, his preference leans toward the what originally might be the commercial type of melody. And that's what's going to happen next. We're going to return to the type of tune and tempo that Bobby Hackett himself prefers. Here he is with what was originally just a popular song of the day. Now it's become a jazz standard. Johnny Green's I Cover the Waterfront.
Thank you.
just a moment, we'll have the full band on again. But first, I'd like to bring you up to date on what some of these musicians are doing currently. Wild Bill Davidson has been featured lately in the band at Eddie Condon's Club in Greenwich Village, and Edmund Hall, who had his own orchestra for many years at Cafe Society, broke up the band about a year ago, and most recently he too has been playing at Eddie Condon's. Vic Dickinson, who is still a very wonderful trombonist, one of the all-time favorites, he hasn't been too active owing to quite a serious illness, but his last steady band job, I think, was with Eddie Haywood's orchestra several years ago. Joe Sullivan is just doing jam sessions around New York, and George Wetling, the drummer on this session, is a very successful sideman in various radio bands, as well as being quite active with his hobby of painting. As a matter of fact, there was an exhibition of some of his work held in a New York art gallery quite recently. And here, along with the rest of the men, he paints a musical picture, which is entitled That Dada Strain.
Thank you.
ends our Dixieland Jazz Session at the Barbizon Plaza in New York with Wild Bill Davison, Bobby Hackett, Edmund Hall, Vic Dickinson, Joe Sullivan, and George Wetling. Who knows what'll happen next week? Maybe we'll have a bebop session. We haven't quite decided, but we're definitely going to have musical contrast as we always do on Jazz Club USA. And there's just time left now to remind you that if there are any particular musicians, regardless of style, or any particular singers, anybody in the jazz field that you would like to hear on the show, all you have to do is drop us a line with your program suggestions here at Jazz Club USA, Voice of America, New York 19. This is your host, Leonard Feather, wishing you the best of tempos until next week.
Jazz Club USA is a feature presentation of the Voice of America.